Well, Jane had a doctor in to look over Mr. Race, who has been complaining of not feeling well lately. The doctor found nothing wrong and privately told Jane Mr. Race must get his mind off himself, as he imagined his heart is bad. It's up to Jane to keep him from thinking about it. And as we look in on the living room of the Aces bungalow the following evening, we find Jane on the phone with Marge beside her. Listen.
And so I thought you and Carl could come over and play bridge with us tonight, Betty, just to keep him from thinking about himself, you see? All right, you ask him. I'll hold the phone. She's asking Carl.
I don't know about a bridge game, Jane. Do you think that's just a thing to quiet his nerves?
Oh, sure, it'll keep him from thinking about himself.
But you know how upset he gets at the way you play.
So what? It'll keep his mind off his heart. That's the main thing the doctor said. Besides, I don't play so bad. I'm no Ella Culberson, but I know enough about... Hello? He will? Good. Will you come right over? All right. Thanks, Betty. And don't forget, when you get here, don't say anything about my calling you. This is in your hat now. Gum's the word. Goodbye, Dan.
So they're coming, huh?
Yes. And now we have to set up the bridge table and the chairs and get the cards out.
Oh, Jane, is that scale in the bathroom correct, you know?
What?
I just weighed myself on that scale. Is it right?
I think so.
Oh, that's bad. I've lost 5 pounds in the last couple of weeks.
Bad? Well, I know some girls that would give their right names to lose 5 pounds in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but I haven't been trying to lose weight. I just lost it.
Well, it becomes you. I'll say that for you.
Oh, sure. I look strong.
Oh, you look marvelous, dear. You never look as good as you do now.
Oh, sure. If I keep losing 5 pounds every 2 weeks.
Oh, you're beginning to sound like a hypochondriac. Why don't you
stop? Well, I can't help but worry about a thing like that, can I?
You mustn't worry. The doctor said there was nothing wrong with you.
Yes, that's what the doctor said. But the scales tell me different.
Oh, scales. Those scales are always different. Why, some days I don't weigh 105 pounds ringing bells, and the next day I'm down to 100. They're different every day.
Oh, they vary?
Yes, very different.
Oh, I mean, they're not always right, then? Is that it?
Of course they're not. And if you're going to start worrying about a thing like your weight every time you weigh yourself, you will lose weight. Don't you know worry is the worst thing for you?
Well, I can't help but worry about myself.
Yes, you can.
Oh.
And what do you think just happened? Betty just called up and said she and Carl are coming over to play bridge with us.
Bridge?
Yes.
With you and me?
Uh-huh.
And I thought I had worries.
Now, that's more like your old self.
Yeah, that's more like your old self. Now, you just sit down and relax while Marge and I set up the bridge table and the chairs. Come on, Marge.
I think I'll go in and mix myself a little by car.
Oh, sit down and stop making a guinea pig out of yourself. Dr. Phillips said that all that was the matter with you was your nerves. You need to relax. Now, why don't you follow his instructions?
But I feel kind of...
You feel kind of nothing. You're just imagining the whole thing.
Oh, sure. I'm just imagining as my heart's pumping the way it is.
Oh, there he goes again. Will you stop that, dear? Stop thinking of your heart. I don't want to hear the word heart around here again. It's tattoos.
Tattoos?
Yes.
Oh, words to that effect. He's right. I'll get the bridge table, Jane.
About this bridge game, do you have to play, Jane? How about Marge playing instead
of you? I want to finish this book tonight and take it back tomorrow.
Oh, you sound like you don't want to play with me as a partner, dear.
No.
Well, it certainly has all the earmuffs.
Well, I don't see how you could get that idea. Anybody who wouldn't want to play bridge with you?
Oh, sarcasm, huh? Well, you just wait and see. Besides, I have to win some money tonight. Do you know I paid out $10 to that doctor last night?
Well, it was your idea having him here. I didn't suggest it.
I told him, I said, $10, and he said, that's what he charges.
Oh, now, wait, you didn't argue with him about it, did you?
Well, no, not much.
Not much.
Well, I didn't as much as I would have if you hadn't said to pay him.
You should have heard her 5 minutes before the doctor finished examining you in there. She vowed she'd give everything she owned if he'd only come out and say there was nothing wrong. And the next minute, she was complaining about $10.
Well, $10 is a lot of money. How about it, dear? You wouldn't like to pay it back to me, would you?
That's right.
What?
I wouldn't.
Oh, that's what I thought. Well, that's what I'll try to win tonight, a sawbone.
A sawbone?
It's a slang for $10.
Oh, it is.
Well, here we are all ready now, and I'll get the card.
When are they coming?
They'll be here any minute. They said they're coming right over.
Maybe I ought to shave. I think I will.
All right, I'll call you when they get here, dear.
I won't be long.
Isn't it awful the way he worries about himself?
Disgusting. He sure has it bad.
There's nothing bad. He just thinks about it so much. And that's what we have to do, make him stop thinking about him.
His heart's no more bad than mine is.
Now, Mark, don't you start thinking that's bad about yours now.
No, I mean, I'm going to be all right, and so is he.
Sure he is. Sure you are. We all are. Let's just not talk about it.
You'd better just concentrate on Bridge if you want to keep him quiet.
I will. Now, where are those cards? I put them on it. Oh, here they are. And here's the score pad and the...
Oh, that must be that in call.
Well, let him in, will you, Mark?
Okay.
They sure got here in a jitney, didn't they? Oh, well, here's the pastor, too.
Well, the bride and groom.
Hello, Mom.
Hello, Betty. How are you, Carl?
Just fine. How have you been?
Pretty good.
Is Uncle H really sick?
No, he just imagines he
is. Yeah. Hello, Jane.
Hello,
Jane. Well, haven't seen you in a doomsday. How are you, Carl?
Fine. Sorry to hear about Uncle Ace.
Oh, don't be sorry. There's nothing wrong with him. Take off his coat.
Oh, don't bother. I'll just drop it right here.
Is he really seriously sick, Aunt Jane?
No, we had a doctor here yesterday.
What'd he say?
Oh, he said it's just nerves. He keeps thinking it's his heart. It's that it's bad, and we have to keep him from thinking about it. Now, just don't mention the word around here. It's tattoo all evening. Well, let me look at you, Betty. You don't come to see your aunt anymore.
Well, we've mentioned several times, haven't we, Carl?
Yes, but time flies, so...
Well, we're here now, anyhow.
Yeah, but it's too bad we have to show up just when Uncle Ace is sick.
Hush, now, there you go again. Didn't I tell you he's not sick? He just imagines it?
I don't understand. How can you imagine a thing like that?
Very easily. It gets to be an obsession. Just now he was in here complaining that he'd lost 5 pounds in the last 2 weeks. Well, if he starts worrying about that, he'll lose some more. You can worry yourself into anything.
Yes, and we all have to tell him that he looks better since he lost the 5 pounds, you see?
We understand, Aunt Jane. Well, here he is. Hello, Uncle Ace.
Hello, Betty. Oh, hello there, Carl.
Good evening. Glad to see you. Glad
your bridge is all ready for you.
Oh, aren't you going to play, Mark? Why don't you cut in?
Not me.
Oh, she just wants to read a book. We four play.
Okay. What'll it be? A set game? You said it. It'll be a set game if Jane and I play you, too. We'll probably go set every bid we make.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Oh, I don't think so. Betty's not such a shock herself.
Oh, I play well enough now, Carl.
Oh, sure she does. We all do. How much are we going to play for? Sit here, dear. Hello,
right.
Daddy. How much are we going to play for?
Well, not too much. Well,
how's a tenth of a cent?
Well, how's a 20?
Well, that's more like it. After all, we're not trying to win each other's money, are we?
I am.
She wants to win enough to pay for the doctor that she brought here yesterday.
Now, dear, enough of that. We're not talking about that anymore. Just forget all about it.
Doctor, what for?
Oh, didn't you know I'm sick?
Sick?
Yeah. You?
I don't believe it. Till a picture of health.
Oh, sure. You're
Carl,
just
saying. Stop telling him things like that. Just stop talking about it. Now, how much are we going to play for?
If I may put in a word, I think the less you play for, the better for all concerned. You can relax more.
Yes, that's right. Let's play for 20.
All right.
Okay, then a 20th of a cent. Shall I start the deal?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Here, Aunt Jane, you shuffle this thing.
All right.
What are you playing, Jane?
Bridge?
No. I mean, what system?
Aces and kings. Don't we all?
Yeah.
We play the strong no trump.
All right.
Do you?
Do I what?
Do you play the strong no trump or distribution?
Bridge has certainly changed since I first played it. The same thing.
Plays the braille system. Don't worry about her. I understand her, Betty.
Yes, he understands, Betty. You don't have to worry.
Yeah.
But I'd like to know if when you bid a no trump, you're bidding with a strong hand or not.
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Well, you just pay attention to your own cards.
But, Aunt Jane, it's customary to tell your opponents what system you play.
Not when you're playing for money like we are.
Look, we want to know what you bid a no trump on.
Beg pardon?
Now, if you two would, do you bid with a strong hand or just a distribution hand? When do you bid a no trump?
Oh, when? Well, I bid a no trump when I look at my hand and the cards all look pretty good, like a few pictures and some tens and some aces. I bid a no trump sometimes in a case like that. And sometimes when I can't decide, I just bid the first suit to my right.
What?
Well, I never heard of a system like that.
That's no way to play bridge.
Will you two please stop asking questions?
Hey, I thought you were going to relax.
Well, how can I when she starts explaining what kind of a no trump
is? Jane, will you please stop talking so much and get the game started?
Well, yes.
Look, you two, don't worry about us. You two just play your own cards, will you? I'll worry about her. I know how she plays. Now, look, I dealt and I'm bidding. I bid 2 clubs.
I pass.
Just a minute now. 2 clubs there?
Yes, 2 clubs. That's my original bid.
Oh, that's not so original. I've heard other people bid 2 clubs there.
You what?
Now, let me see. 2 clubs, huh?
Yeah.
I bid 3 clubs.
I pass. I bid three spades.
I passed. Three spades, dear?
Yes, three spades, Jane.
I bid four spades.
I doubled.
Four spades doubled. Well, I bid five plus.
Oh, I doubled that. Everybody's doubling. I bid, what is it now?
Oh, five plus okay. Doubles.
Five plus double. Oh, yes. Now, well, what's this? Five spades.
I double.
I bid six plus.
I double. There's something wrong here. There's something rotten in Bismarck.
There is.
What do you do, Aunt Jane?
I give up.
Oh. I bet. The bid is six clubs doubled. Is that right, Uncle Abe?
Yes, that's it. Now, it's your lead, Betty.
Well, I'm leading the King of Diamonds.
All right, Jane, you're the dummy.
Oh, now, just a minute, dear. Wait till you see my hand before you say that. Here, I only got three little clubs, three little spades, two little diamonds. But look at this. Ace, king,
queen. Ace, king, queen of hearts, five. Well, why didn't you bid those hearts?
We can't say that word around here tonight, dear.
What? Well,
I told you it's tattoo. Now, don't any of you mention it. Oh.
We're afraid Jane's going to have to think up another way to keep Mr. Race from thinking of his heart. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.